Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pretty happy that the full-blown freezing rain didn't happen last
right?
night. I was a little worried about that.
Oh, we do have some snow overnight, though.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow it might be a little sketchy. So,
well, hanging out above like 2-3 degrees, that'll definitely help keep it a little more
hopefully
wet than freezing.
Hopefully, yeah. But we'll see what actually yeah. comes down. But anyway, Sarah. What have we got in our Country Music Insider today?
The CMA Awards are going to be handed out on Wednesday, and mm-hmm. Lainey Wilson is going to be the first solo female host of the CMAs in 34 years.
Wow.
She was talking about it recently and said that she ended up texting Reba about it.
It's a big deal. I mean, some big old shoes to fill, so I don't take it lightly.
We've only had a solo woman host 3 times.
Yep.
Dolly.
Reba.
And Lainey.
Which is wild. I texted Reba last night. I said, if you had one piece of advice to give me going into this week, what would it be? And I thought she was just going to say something like, just be yourself and have fun. She sent me a list. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. One piece of advice.
Well, hey, I mean, you wanted some advice, you got a whole list of
right?
advice.
Right?
So there you go.
Speaking of the CMAs, the top three CMA award, most awards in history, Chris Stapleton, 19 wins.
Yeah.
Brooks and Dunn also had 19 wins. And then Vince Gill was third with 18 wins
there
over
you
their
go.
Careers.
We'll see who wins this year.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Blake Shelton and Keith Urban recently met up and were making fun of each other's bad hairstyles from the past. Both seemed to think that having shoulder-length long hair was the look back in the day.
We went through some awkward phases. Do you care to explain this?
Well, that's what I looked like when I got here. And I couldn't for a lot to figure out why we couldn't get signed.
Were you trying to get a country record deal?
I don't know when this was, Blake, but you got the Unabomber thing going on. It's sort of a Charles Manson influence. What was going on here?
Hey, the mullets were in back then, you know?
They were.
Long hair was in back in those days, so there you go.
I don't know, I think both of them rock their long flows.
Their longer yeah. flow, yeah, they do.
And Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley apparently went through each other's purses the last time that they were
okay.
together. Finding out they actually do have a lot in common with some of the stuff found in their purses. They both ended up pulling out all kinds of different lip glosses and chapsticks. They both had about 7 each.
Seven. Wow.
And then one of the funniest parts was Miranda Lambert pulled out a pack of Zins, which is like an alternative to tobacco.
Yeah.
And then Ella cracked up and she pulled out a pack of her own. But then Miranda pulled out 2 more packs.
There you go. Hey.
You never know what you're going to find in a latest purse.
You never know. Exactly. It's a treasure trove in
it
there
is,
for
yeah.
sure. And there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.